From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. China has confirmed North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met in Beijing with China's President Xi Jinping. The unofficial visit took place from Sunday to Tuesday. China said Mr. Kim pledged to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. While the two countries said they'll deepen their friendship, Mr. Xi also accepted an invitation to visit the North. Tufts University Assistant Professor Sung-Hyun Lee said such a visit was bound to happen as Mr. Kim tries to reset the geopolitical chessboard.
Which is basically to be able to coax Seoul, Washington, Tokyo, and Beijing for a summit meeting as the leader of a veritable nukes are us state. And that means getting all those powers to pay up.
James Kim of the Seoul-based Asan Institute for Policy Studies said South Korean reaction has been mixed.
Half of the people here are worried about the possibility that Kim Jong-un was able to negotiate some sort of a way out from the sanctions. There's also the possibility that he was able to get much-needed support from China, perhaps to get some assurance from China that China will be there to support Kim Jong-un.
China said it briefed President Donald Trump on the visit. The trip to Beijing comes ahead of an inter-Korean summit planned next month. The Trump administration says it will end a program allowing Liberians in the U.S. to avoid deportation. But the deferred enforced departure program set to expire Saturday will be extended for a year, part of a wind-down effort. Because of conflicts in the 1990s, some Liberians already in the U.S. were allowed to stay on longer and to work. Similar protections for Salvadorans, Haitians, and Nicaraguans have been ended. This is VOA News. The fall